Yo, what's up, Mambo Vibi? How have you guys been? Hope everyone is doing good. Things are still crazy out here, and man, I hope you're staying safe, because all we hear is these numbers are increasing and more people are dying. Crazy times, man. Hope you're keeping your family safe as well, washing your ass and your hands and wearing your mask. Yo, so today's episode is pretty much focused on people who are old enough to have consensual sex. So if you're not, I would like you to switch off this podcast. You can listen to the other ones. I think they're quite tame, but yeah, this one is pretty much 18 and above. So anyway, I'll just dive right in. This episode is about things that I specifically find being overrated when it comes to like matters sexual. And like one of the first things I find super overrated are tongue rings. There's this notion where some ladies, women, girls, chicks have tongue rings, and you know, they just get going with this whole narrative that, you know, it amplifies like a few things when it comes to the whole sexual experience. Bruh, I hate to be the one to break it to you, but man, it's a hoax. It's a whole hoax. Thing is, for the whole purpose of being aesthetic, yeah, it does look good. Like when you do the whole, when you're taking pictures and you have your tongue out, it looks really dope. But the thing is this: when it comes to like if you're giving, let's say me, let me speak for myself. When it comes to blowjobs and there's a tongue ring, it's kind of the same way I'd feel if I was wearing shoes that have a piece of rock inside, you know? The shoe is all the way comfortable, but there's this one particular item that's making everything just not work. So that's exactly what a tongue ring does. Even for the makeout session, I know, like, Some people probably are into that whole tongue ring thing. It's pretty much not for me though, because even like I said, the makeout session is a bit, you know, it's same thing. It's like you're eating, let's say what, like some greens, like lentils, and then you just find like one which didn't like cook all the way through, so it's a bit hard. It's like a stone. That always fucks everything up. Now you have to tread quite carefully. So tongue rings, overrated. It's a fad. It's nothing. Second thing, and this is probably a bit controversial, like most of them will be, lingerie. Yeah, it looks good. You know, you see it on display at the shops. You see it in movies when that chick disrobes and she's walking slowly towards the bed. Yo, don't get it twisted. It looks really, really good. But here's the thing, and I'd hate to break it to you, but it is a visual aid, but that's just about it. For most dudes, it really does nothing. Like it pretty much, it gives you as the chick the self-esteem to be like, yo, I'm killing it, man. I look sexy as fuck. And it is true, you look sexy as fuck. But it's just a visual aid for us, nothing more than that. And pretty much, you're gonna be out of it in less time than it took you to put it on. So it looks good. Don't get it twisted. Just, you know, I won't discourage you on going to buy a lingerie from the shops or something. Keep doing it, but just remember, it's like, again, it's just an aesthetic, and we get over it real quick. Yeah, so. One thing, and this I cannot emphasize enough. Ladies, please stop putting perfume on your neck. Please. One of the sensual points of your bodies is your necks. And it always gets you all riled up, and, you know, things start going, like, when during that whole foreplay session, the neck is always a go-to. You know, some good kisses on the neck, they get things, you know? Yay, the rhythm is flowing and stuff. So this was my first experience ever when I kissed a chick on the neck. We were really getting busy, and I felt this like really bitter taste. I was like, "What the hell is going on?" Then she did notice, and she's like, "Oh no, chill. That's just some perfume I put on my neck and blah blah." I was like, "Oh shit, that is quite bitter. It tasted so bad. It threw me off for a bit, so I had to like, go and rinse my mouth and stuff like that. And that already gets both of you out of the game for a bit. So you have to come back in, like you have to start yet again." So yeah, the perfume on the neck, nah. Just, I don't know. You can just maneuver. I somehow maneuver. Just do something else. Cause we're gonna go for the neck. So if it's all perfumey on the neck, man, that it kind of does throw someone off. So yeah, that's another thing. If you know you're gonna get busy or get some per se, just avoid the perfume on the neck. What I do when I'm using cologne, when need be, not like Axe deo, just spray all over. But when I use cologne, I have a few points where I spray. Like I'm a weirdo, so I spray my shoulders because I love, like, but this was pre-corona time because I love giving hugs. So when you hug someone, that's, they always go for either shoulder, left or right, depending on how they're programmed or whatever it is. So when they go for the shoulder, they'll actually get a good whiff of that cologne, and they'll be like, "Ooh, you smell nice," because it ling. I don't know why, for some reason it lingers on the shoulder for a bit. So you might just want to try that if you feel a bit, like you don't want to be over there all hot and bothered and you start smelling of oatmeal and stuff. So yeah, just please, please, please avoid the cologne, the perfume on the neck. Yeah, it throws us off so bad. Another thing, dirty talk. Oh man, I think dirty talk is so overrated. Mostly when it comes to like when you really know, like, this is it, it's actually going down, and then there's dirty talk in between. I do understand the people who like it. It turns them on, during the heat of the moment. It kind of feels like you're so engaged and you're there. For ladies, it's such a big deal for them to feel like if they're having sex with this person, then the person is pretty much engaged in the activity. Because it happens when you just don't look, or if from a dude's perspective, if the chick doesn't look like she's into whatever is going on, then it also throws you off and you feel like, "Hey, bro, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck am I doing?" So yeah, definitely, definitely, if you can avoid it. Because for me personally, like I said, it's really awkward. It is really awkward because I can say something really stupid, because most of the time my brain functions very weirdly. So I can say something very stupid or very dark or twisted, or it'll sound like quite, borderline abusive. So I try to stay away. I probably, if need be, I'll probably just say, the basic stuff. What is the basic stuff? I don't know. That's why I probably try my best to avoid it. I can reciprocate if it's coming from, the partner, but nah, bro, I would rarely initiate that shit. So I try my best to avoid it because I can say something stupid and end up fucking up everything and not in a good way. Yeah. Another thing, eye contact when getting a blowjob. It's kind of overrated. Why? It's because I think for me, when you guys have that eye contact during the blowjob, it might just linger for a while. The 2 second look, 3 second, that's okay. But when it's like a whole 10 seconds and you guys just looking at each other and she's busy giving you a blowy, how about nah? Actually, it gets creepy, it can get weird, it can get quite twisted. So I kind of tend to avoid it if it lingers on too much. Some people like it. Like I said, all these things are pretty much departing to me. So I don't know about you, but this is what I find. This is some of the things that I find overrated when it comes to matters sexual. So yeah, the whole eye contact thing, when getting a blowy for me, it can get quite awkward quite fast. So I don't mind it if it's a short period, like, yo, oh yeah, I give you that a sense of approval, like, you're doing a good job, keep doing what you're doing. But you know, after that, then awkward. And then there's this one thing which I also think is a bit on the controversial side as well. It's the whole being naked all the way, you know. I find it a bit weird, like, you're all butt naked, like there's no item of clothing. Hear me out. So the thing is this. Yes, sex is good when you're all like naked and stuff. It's amazing. Sex is amazing either way. Like, as long as it's consensual and all, you know, everything, like, yeah. But anyway, yeah. So what I'm trying to say is, being naked all the way is a bit, sometimes it can get a bit weird, you know. So what I'm trying to say is, if, let's say, for instance, you had that lingerie on, and it probably is like a bra with some nice lace panties, and probably have some fishnets. You see, what happens is, I would like if you would leave the fishnets on, because for me, that's a turn on. Or if you have, if let's say you're wearing like jeans and like a t-shirt, and you had like sneakers and socks, if you probably got like all the way naked but you had your socks still left on, I don't know why, but I find it, like, you know, it's way like being all the way naked, man. So that's just me. This a few of the things I find overrated when it comes to matters sexual. I don't know about you. I don't know what you find a bit overrated when it comes to matters sexual. Like I said, quite soon I want to transfer all this also to a YouTube channel, so you can see my face, which is not, probably wear a mask for that. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I'll probably transfer all this so that you can have an interactive, you know, talk, because this is all one way. Yeah, so kind of want it to be more interactive. So in the meantime, in between time, I hope you're taking care of yourself, having a good one. And this is just like a few things which came off the top of my head. So I'll probably do a part two of this, because I think I still have more things to talk about when it comes to matters sexually overrated. And have a good one. Peace.